love the Kia Stinger around here. And a great support of the Friday form. And Dean Lester, speaking of support, he's basically the whole segment. Without him, we are nothing. In the world's greatest form analyst, back again on a Friday morning. Good morning, Dino.
Hello, Daniel.
Are you captivated by Olympic fever at the moment?
Yes, I'm going to get involved a little bit. I don't know if I'll tweet about it, Daniel, but we'll see how we go.
Were you watching last night the Socceroos or the Matildas the other night? The Ollie Roos.
I watched the Matildas the other night, yeah. Yeah, I did. I actually forgot about last night, so...
It can happen. Yeah. There's a lot
saving
going
up my energy for the opening ceremony.
Dino, I hope you and Whitey weren't tweeting... weren't exchanging text messages about The Bachelor. Is that why you forgot?
No, that won't be happening.
Good.
No.
Very good.
No. Or Beauty and the Geek or any of those. No,
make overnight Sunday night. For the fro go. The big go, the fro.
There's a fro.
He's got a fro. It's all happening.
It's bigger than Guy Sebastian at his bed.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's big. I've only seen the ads, but it's huge.
Yeah, big night.
Will the fro go?
Well, we don't know. It's all. We'll find out on Sunday night.
If he's any chance with the beauty, Dino reckons that it has to. What's your number one Olympic event, Dino, that you would set the clock for as a spectator?
No, I'm just a massive fan of the swimming, to be honest.
Yep.
Yeah. Was lucky enough in 2007 to go to the World Championships when they were at Rod Laver, and been a massive fan of it ever since.
Yeah, righto. We'll check out the swimming catalogue and see what we can do for you through the next week or so. Hey, Nick Quinn is here. He's that guy from the tab. I'm sure they'll be very busy through the Olympic season. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all. I think people are busy covering all the sports at the moment. There's so much going on both locally and abroad.
Do they play in the Olympic game with you guys?
Yeah, a lot of betting activity on the Olympics. One thing that is very popular is punters stepping into some of the short odds on things that are basically seen as over the line before they happen. So hopefully some of those shorties can salute in the next fortnight.
Well, hopefully they're wearing green and gold, which would even be better. So that's the Olympic situation. We've got great racing tomorrow at Caulfield. I'm not sure what the track's going to be. Heavy-ish, I imagine. Dino, is there an early indicator as the track?
It was a heavy 8 yesterday, so I don't think it will have improved. So, we're looking at genuine rain-affected ground.
Righto. And the Bletchingley Stakes meeting, traditionally, can you forecast things? Can you get a cider on what's going to happen from the spring through this sometimes?
Look, the history sort of changed there, Daniel. The Bletchingley used to be the first week in August, so to be this sort of early, it might be a little bit early for some of the spring players, but... the ones that are up and going, say like a horse like Red Can Man, who might progress onto a Memsey Stakes or something like that, we're getting to get a picture on them having won the Monash a couple of weeks ago.
Righto. Okay, so a bit of a look at the spring perhaps, but certainly a day to get involved in, Nicholas, and we'll try and find some winners on the Friday form. For first-time players, we give you a look at the quaddy legs. We'll give you Dino's Formula Bet, the world-famous Formula Bet, which you can register for at the website and be a part of it, rsn.net.au. Dino invests on your behalf. There's no greater system on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And then the world-famous Ramaruffi, which has taken all before it in the world of racing circles and punting circles, Quinny, to the point where they're talking about it in the street now. I'm getting stopped to talk about the Ramaruffi.
He's no longer introduced as a premiership player. He's Adam Ramaruffi Ramanaskis.
Hey, you comfortable with that, Rama?
Absolutely, because I'm just right on Dino's coattails. Right, it's perfect.
Like the rest of us, we are all over Dino's coattails. Let's start the ride on the coattails tomorrow at the Heath with race number 6, the Kieran Maher Racing Partnership Handicap over the 24-12. It's a 3-year-old event, Dino, and there are, at this stage, 13 going around. The favourite doesn't have to go too many numbers down the order. In fact, right to the top, Token Spirit for the Griffiths de Kock training combination with Alana Kelly, who's going gangbusters at the moment, is favourite at tab.com.au.
He is, Daniel. I find him a really hard horse to assess, Token Spirit, because I thought early in his career, wet tracks certainly weren't his go, and he's got on two soft tracks of late, and he's been able to win. I'm putting him in the quaddy, but I really like the progression here of a South Australian visitor in Capricorn Ridge. It was an amazing win at Ballarat last start, over 2,000 metres. He just kept getting stronger and stronger as the race went on, and for a horse late in the day on that track at Ballarat, he ran the best last 200 of the meeting, so just a terrific win. And young Jacob Opperman making a really good progression. He's quite a heavyweight rider, so I think he'll only take a kilo and a half of that 2 kilo claim, but at 54 on wet ground, it all helps, and I think he'll be very hard to beat. I think there's a good value chance in Vintage Diesel. I think this horse is another one progressing really well as he's got on wet tracks and as he's got over further, and it was a really easy win last start at Wagga, and Ben Brisbane's had an absolute breakout season with his team, and I think this horse can run well. But chances to Murrumbidgee River, I think the Mar Eustace stable would love to win their own race, and this horse probably should have won at Sandown recently. He got a long way back, but maybe just looking for this longer trip. Seven Czar X Query on the wet ground, but he's at least, I think he's relatively fresh. He's only third up into his campaign and going well, and Token Spirit goes in. I'm just a little query on him in the ground, but he's, as I said, having a good preparation, and probably his best form has been on the bigger tracks, but he's there with some hope. But, I think Capricorn Ridge will run really well.
I don't know. A big push there for the Ridge. What about from you, Quinny?
Has been the best backed runner, Capricorn Ridge. 850 into 480 on the third line of betting at that quote. Token Spirit, the $3.10 favourite, out slightly from a $2.80 opening quote. Murrumbidgee River at $3.40, the second elect at that quote. And Vintage Diesel's had support, $18 into $17. Dino, what sort of track do you anticipate we'll be working with tomorrow?
Well, I'm thinking probably a soft to heavy. It depends on the rain, probably overnight tonight. But I'm working on a 7 or an 8 sort of condition.
Is it going to affect the way you go about things, Nicholas?
There's a few horses that I think you'd be less confident about if it got into the heavy range, especially the favourite in the feature, Red Can Man.
All right. Okay, we don't go too early in that sort of stuff because there's more to come when we discuss the Red Can Man situation. Rama, you have one job around here for first-time players. That is to summarise the numbers as Dino has given them for every race. What are the numbers, please, for the first leg tomorrow at Caulfield?
4-2-3-7-1.
4-2-3-7-1 for race number 6. Race number 7 is the second leg of the quaddie. It's over the 1,200 metres. 3-year-old Colton Geldings, Dino, going around here. And at this stage, we've got 15 going around. Would you expect, just by the way, would you expect many scratchings for a heavy track tomorrow, Dino?
Well, it's Victorian racing, Daniel. They love scratching, though, to be honest. There's a race-free week coming up, and you probably knew on Wednesday that the track was going to be wet, but there'll still be plenty of scratchings. They love it.
They love it. Oh, what a great part of the game it is, the scratching. Let's have a look at the field then. We've got 15 going around at this stage. Number 2, the Big Easy, Ernie Els, is favourite. The Mar Eustace Camp, Jamie Carr in the saddle, makes sense to me. $4.60, tab.com.au.
Yeah, he's got a great chance, Ernie. He's one of the leading prospects. I think Lindsay Smith's going to have a really good race here, and he's got two really good chances. And horse called Strip Back, I'm always a fan of horses that run well on wet ground, as he did first up, so you've got that box ticked. He'll be fitter for that run. He got beaten by a promising horse there in Doker and gave Doker 5 kilos, and all of a sudden he drops 8 kilos himself, so down to 52 kilos. I think Strip Back will run really well. The Big Easy was, you know, absolutely bursting to win a race. As we saw in Melbourne, he had 4 or 5 really good runs in a row behind good gallopers like La Mexicana and Ayrton and Curran. And then he went to Sydney and got the job done. It was a terrific win. He'll run well again. The other Lindsay Smith runner, Sacred Palace, has certainly worked this horse out. He's a run-on sprinter. He won very well at Bendigo and then nearly spoilt the Jamie Carr party at Caulfield. He was hitting the line strongly there. Brett Preble to ride. He's in really good form. And the other one's Duke of New Orleans, who they just made a blue, putting blinkers on him first up. He just went way too hard in front. Blinkers came off, quieter ride, and he won well at Sale. And Son of Halo Crown, they just love wet ground. And he's certainly throwing to that gene. He's very confident on wet ground, and he'll run well again, but a slight leaning to Strip Back in a good competitive race.
A bit to digest in that one, Quinny, with that little summary from Dino. Might be a little tough one to get.
Yeah, it has been a fascinating betting race so far. The Big Easy's been the best backed, 550 into 480. There's been money for the second elect, The Garden, who's been 950 into 7. Sacred Palace on the third line of betting there at $7.50. Imperial Hilton, an $8 chance, Strip Back at 9. The runner that's gone the other way, number 3, Dickon Medal, $9.50 out to $18. Dino, this horse looks so promising winning at Caulfield back in January, but just hasn't put the runs on the board since.
Yeah, he's not going badly. I think he's a dry tracker too. I think that's more of the point. He's maybe not going to get his conditions tomorrow.
Right, okay. That is the situation with race number 7, the second leg of the Quaddy. Rama, what are those numbers again, please, for the punters?
9245.
9245, as said by Adam Ramanaskis. Race number 8, the Big Screen Co. Bletchingley Stakes over the 1,200 metres, the feature event on the card. Weight for Age Group 3 event. There are 12 going around. Dexalation is a scratching for the Jollies. Number 13, Bookmakers Rule a line there, which they've already done. So 12 going around at this stage. Dino, feature event on the card, and your man, Red Can Man, for David Brightoak and Willie Egan in the saddle, is favourite at thetab.com.au. I'm keen to know what you think about this. $4.60 for the Can Man.
Yeah, he goes in the quaddy, Daniel, but this is a really hard race. I mean, trimming up that previous leg to 4 was ambitious as well. Trimming this to 5, it's a really interesting race. So I'm going to go with Viridine. I didn't think things quite went right for him last run, behind Red Can Man. He probably got onto the back of the right horses, Damien Oliver, who's on the back of Order of Command, and they just didn't kick on, and he had to sort of duck and weave through and hit the line really well. Won this race last year, handles soft ground, there's no problems there, so I just think he's the safest option, and maybe later in the day, getting off the rail that wide draw is absolutely a plus for him. To beat Order of Command, as I said last start, he didn't really kick on, but it was dry ground, and just looking at him pre-race, he looked as though that run would really improve him, so I think he can run well. Isurian, the other Godolphin runner, I think 1,200's absolutely as far as he wants, but he's going to make his own luck up on the speed, and he'll give a sight. I think he handles the ground okay. The Astrologist's really comfortable on wet ground. I think he's a better horse down the straight, and Wait for Age is a bit more of a challenge, but he's hard fit and going well. And Red Can Man just now has to tick that box of genuine wet ground. I mean, he got back on the dry last start, back around a turn. He was given an absolutely magnificent ride by Ben Mellum. Billy Egan will probably do much the same. He's riding in great form, but he's there with a chance. But I think he's well enough found in the market, considering how even the race is. But I've got a leaning to Viridine.
Viridine for the Godolphin Stable. And a big smile on your face, Nick Quinn, because that is your on-top selection in the paper today.
Yeah, trying to keep it together and keep my poker face going, but it's always good when you tip one and Dino backs it up. And Viridine has been the best back, the defending champion, $6.50 into $4.80. The Astrologist, a $5.50 chance. Red Can Man, a $4.60 favourite. Assyrian's been a little bit soft in the market, $5.50 out to $6.50. Has also accepted for a race in Sydney tomorrow, so it'll be fascinating to see which way they go there.
Who's that one?
Number 7.
Oh, Isurian. Is that who say that?
Yeah.
Close enough.
I went with Isurian, so...
Close enough.
Close enough. So then we'll see where they go there. Streets of Avalon, $8. Order of Command, $10. Dino, you've got Red Can Man in the quaddy, but it sounds like you don't want to get knocked out if the horse wins, and you've got a couple ahead of that runner who heads the market. If this was a good track, would the horse be elevated in your thoughts, or did you think, yes, it was a nice win last start, but on form there's probably a few ahead of this runner in the pecking order?
No, it came down to the conditions. I think 1,200 dry ground, he's probably 1-2 pick. He'd be ahead of horses like Order of Command, who is superior on soft ground. So, certainly the conditions have had a big impact on what I'm thinking of him. He might be really confident in it because his soft track run first up was down the straight, and maybe it was the straight track and not the soft ground, and maybe it was fitness. There's a lot of variables into that first up unplaced run.
Now, the early money has come for Viridine. We saw this horse heavily backed last start in the John Monash Stakes, was $6 into $3.70. Won this race last year. The money's come already $6.50 into $4.80. What sort of quote do you think Viridine should be, and do you anticipate the horse will jump favourite?
I think there's a really good chance he may start favourite, especially... I think the track pattern will be a big key. I think the good, some of the good chances and the good wet trackers like Order of Command, the Astrologist, and then your other favourite Red Can Man have drawn in. So if they're winning away from the rail and swooping down the centre, Viridine's the one that's drawn out of that main group of chances. So all of a sudden he looks, to be in the A ground. He could start a clear cut favourite. So I think it's really pattern dependent by this stage of the day.
All right, that's a good synopsis of the feature event of the card, as it should be
I
getting.
Thought so.
Yeah, no, rock solid. Rock solid. We gave it some good time, as you should, for the future. It is, though, just one of the legs of the quaddie we need to get, Rammer. And those numbers again, please, are?
2, 3, 7, 9, and 5.
2, 3, 7, 9, and 5. Right, we'll get to a break, Coondog. 22 past 7 in the middle of the Friday form. Another leg to go. We've got the Friday rough, what do we call it? The Rammer Ruffy and Dino's world famous formula bit as well still to come. Don't go anywhere. Midway through the Caulfield Quaddie for tomorrow on RSN 927. Back shortly. Oh, what a play on from the Coondog. He's hit peak form at 7:27 on a Friday morning. Great work, dog. And well played, too, because we're celebrating a birthday today. Another birthday. Not of Axel, but of Slash. The guitarist for Guns N' Roses having a birthday today. Sweet Child, one of their massive hits across the globe. In fact, it might have even been a rock out selection for Whitey through the lockdown.
He got one right.
In fairness, he came good late. But we just couldn't recover from Chandelier. That's what really hurt things. But Sweet Child really got us cranking. This was a massive winner for Whitey through the lockout system. But Slash is having a birthday today. He's got big hair, wears a big hat, and he can rock out like few others. And I would like to know, Dean Lester, how old is our man in the big hat and the fuzzy hair today?
62.
For Dino. Rammer, how old is Slash, please?
What am I thinking here? Guns N' Roses, what are they? Late 80s, 90s. I'm going to go 58.
58. Quinny, you always go the unders.
I was going to go the unders too. I'm going to think about this one for a change, though. I'll go 56.
56 for Quinny, righto. Whitey?
60.
60 for Slash. Where do we go now? Let's have a look and see how old he is, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses. I can tell you that two of you are in the window. Only two are in the window. The others are just out. It's between Rammer and Quinny. Dino and Whitey are out ski early doors. I can tell you that we have a winner on the number today. Ooh. Amazing what happens when you think about it. Quinny, he's 56. Ooh. 56 for Slash today.
It was the high hair connection.
Well done, Quinny. Happy birthday to Slash, 56 today. Where do they rank, Dino, the Gunners for you?
I'm a fan. I was disappointed in the concert. So.
I can hear the disappointment in your voice.
I actually think it probably wasn't them. It was probably the MCG. The sound wasn't that great, but anyway.
Righto, didn't work for you or for the Gunners.
It was an expensive ticket and it was an overrated experience.
And it's the pain still lingers. I can hear it in your voice. But happy birthday to Slash anyway. Let's get to last leg of the quaddie team. The race number 9 is that race, the MRC Membership Renewal Handicap. If you haven't renewed your membership, time to do so. 1,200 metres, 3-year-old fillies event, Dino. There are 16 going around. Got 3 emergencies too, just in case there's a few scratches. But Zesty Bell for Elton Zara is favourite at $3.60 at tab.com.au, second up tomorrow.
Yes, Daniel, and got a very good chance. I thought with this race, there's a horse in this race, I was going to utter the words that you've been waiting me to say for about 3.5 years.
I've been waiting for this one.
And I have been, but I haven't been waiting for it on really soft ground, unfortunately. So it comes with a caveat, unfortunately, but my goodness, Zoo Dancer's going well at the trials. If she has any luck at all, or she handles wet ground, I still think she'll carry a big weight and be hard to beat. She's absolutely flying. But the wet ground is a concern. There's no doubt about that. Failed on it at her first start. So maybe a forgive, maybe it was just inexperience. But, yeah, she's going very well. I'm going to tip her, but that's the worry. Zesty Bell was very good first up, and I like the way they're riding her back off the speed and strong late, and she'll run well. 12, Sugar Town. I think backing up 2 weeks apart will suit her. She's had a couple of stops and starts to her preparation. I like that she's backing up. She's got a chance. Belle Ciel won the race a couple of weeks ago. She's a good, determined little racehorse, handles soft ground. And the other one's got really good wet form that seems very big odds here, especially if they can run on late in the day, is Winning Weather, number 3, over from Adelaide. She's won Two of her past three, Leon McDonald, Andrew Glewis, terrific trainers. Got Ollie to ride, drops in weight, and loves soft ground, so she's there with a chance. But I just hope Zoo Dancer can handle the ground, because if she does, she's big odds.
How do the Zoo Stars normally go through a bit of or cut in the ground?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I think, okay, yeah, well, there's a couple in through the day that have got wet track form, so I'm just hoping anyway, Daniel.
Yep, okay, all right, well, I'm with you. I'm with you then. If this is one that we've been waiting for, I'm coming with you all the way here. Quinny, what are they saying?
Currently a $7.50 chance Zoo Dancer, and Troy Corstens was on with Michael Felgate yesterday, and he sounded like he just left the dentist. He was in that much pain looking at the track conditions and the barrier, because he was ready to absolutely declare Zoo Dancer a good thing, but he was a little bit put off by the niggles that Dino mentioned, but still gave a massive push for it. Zesty Bell is the $3.50 favourite. Sugartown, a $5 chance. Dino, there's been money for Bubbly Lass, who's been a model of consistency this campaign, $10 into $7 on the third line of betting at that quote. Why no Bubbly Lass in the quaddie?
Because I can't put them all in. Simple as that. She's going really well. Her run last start was good. She's certainly there with a chance. I wouldn't think she's at the improving stage of her preparation. She started off in April, and I actually just think this is a slightly better race. Not by much, but I think it's a slightly better race. But for that, she does drop 3 kilos. So, yeah, she'll run well.
And just on Zoo Dancer, it's a fascinating story, because you look through her early form and she was 10th on debut at Bendigo and then just came back last campaign and went from strength to strength since joining the Corstens team. How far do you think she can get this preparation?
Oh, I think there's a pretty decent race in her. If her last preparation's any guide, she towed up the Oaks winner personal pretty easily and ran a really good race in the Australian Guineas. So the fact that she's in early, if she was going really well, you wouldn't think be beyond her to maybe have a little crack at a race like the Memsey or a Rupert Clark Stakes or something like that. She's a good class of horse, and that she's in early is probably sets her up well for the early part of spring.
Rightio. All right, good work there from you too. Ramo, with numbers, please.
1, 6, 12, 4, and 3.
Now, you're not going to believe this. There's people out there that Friday morning, there's some turmoil out there in RSN land.
A lot of activity.
My word, there is. Absolute scenes here in the Bachelor Pad, gentlemen. So much tension and animosity in the atmosphere, it's interfered with the radio connection. Would you please read out the numbers again? That's from Osher Gunsberg. So
he's a big fan of Osher.
He's a big fan, Osh. He loves this stuff. This one as well. Morning, Huff. Can you please get Ramon to read the quadrilla numbers? Anyone who says quadrilla around here, he's going to get read out. I was listening but got distracted with the thought that if two people on opposite sides of the world both dropped a piece of bread on the ground at the exact same time for a split second, planet Earth would be a sandwich. Little things people think about on a Friday morning. Harv, can you please get Ramon to read the numbers out again? The reception in my attic is not very good at times, says Anne from the Netherlands. Great to have Anne listening. Call the curator and Gav the greenskeeper at each other again. They both missed them. They are. Geez, I hate to work for those two. Hi, guys. Missed my own quaddy numbers as I was doing the form for the Olympic swimming. Can you please repeat them? There's Dean Lester. Dino's texting. And then, Harv, can you please repeat the quaddy numbers? Need to land it this week to be able to charter a flight home to get Scotty Gullen home safe from Japan. That's from Horry, worried about our mate. Righto, Rammer, can you please go through the numbers again?
Race 6, 4, 2, 3, 7, and 1. Race 7, 9, 2, 4, and 5. Race 8, 2, 3, 7, 9, and 5. Race 9, 1, 6, 12, 4,
1, 6, 12, 4, 3 in the end. Right, there are your numbers for the quaddie tomorrow. Now, there might be some scratchings tomorrow in a heavy track, so make sure you're listening tomorrow morning for Dino's final numbers as they build up to Blitzing League Stakes Day tomorrow. What about the formula bet, Dino? Who are we playing for today? Where are we looking?
Daniel, we are playing for Don Verapodio of Maroopna. And for Don, we are having $40 the win, race 2, number 1, Great Again. $40 the win, race 4, number 6, Miss Albania. And $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 2, number 1, into race 4, number 6, for Don Verapodio of Marupna.
Righto, Don. It's over to you now. Dino's done the work. Race 2, number 1. In the race 4, number 6. Quinny, what's that come to pre-multiplier?
We've got 320 for Great Again, 260 for Miss Albania. The all-up comes to 832 pre-multiplier.
832. We'll take that and run. 2-1 into 4-6 for Don. Good luck. If you want to register for Dino's formula bet, have him invest on your behalf, straight to the website, rsn.net.au. Time for the Rama Ruffy Coondog.
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. The perfect balance of power and refinement. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger.
All right, let's have a look at the Rama Ruffy today, Dino. What can you tell me about where we're investing our value money for tomorrow?
Daniel, we're going to the two-year-old race, which we had very good success in this race last year. So we're going to try and strike again there. Race 3, number 7, Lord Paramount for the Mar Eustace Stable. Right. Last year's winner of this race was Flinders River, I think, was the horse we got a little dollar out of. And hoping Lord Paramount can do the same. I really liked his debut run at Nowra, which that's what the Mar Eustace Stable do. They go far and wide with their runners, but he handled wet ground, and I think he'll be really strong at 1,400 metres. So we're going to go race 3, number 7, Lord Paramount.
Race 3, number 7, Lord Paramount, which, of course, is
21 the win, $4.80 the place.
21, $4.80 the place. You know what I've seen? I just did a bit of research just as this happened. So Dino has announced these numbers. Mm-hmm. There are some corporate types out there, Nick. Not the tab. Corporate types.
They have suspended betting.
They have suspended betting, which they do every Friday. And then one of them hasn't suspended, but it's gone down from $21 to $15. Just to try and take as much joy out of the punter's life as they can. So that's why you bet at the tab. Because you know what it is at the tab at the moment? $21 still. That's what happens. That's why you stay with the tab and forget our corporate friends out there who don't like you having a good time with this sort of stuff. Nicholas, your people do good things.
Oh, that's real John Fane sort of area.
It's probably written and authorised by Daniel Harford Hawthorne.
Yeah, no, right.
I like it.
Send
like
an email if you need to.
I think it's the first time I've ever seen him agitated. I'm used to
annoyed
Rammer and Whitey if I don't have baked goods coming in, but Harf, you're pretty hard to rattle.
It annoys me. It annoys me. You, the tab, look after the punters.
All of you.
I'm concerned about our friends who don't really want us to have a good time. Yeah, corporate friends. Wouldn't hurt you. Just give it a go every now and then. Hey, but you wouldn't bother because you just stay with the tab. Now, Dino, they're the numbers for tomorrow. I've come across something today at Mildura. There's a story developing at Mildura today in race number 3. A horse number 6 opened the markets at $13. Is now currently into $4.40. Paramedic is a first starter for Paul Prushka. And I see the name of D. Lester in the ownership.
He's got a very small share there, Daniel. Thank you for alerting me to the $13. I didn't have a clue about that, but there you go. He's won a trial. He seems to go okay. He's been a work in progress, but hoping for the best today. He's still very green.
Well, good luck to you and the owners there. Race 3, number 6 today, Paramedic at Mildura, if you want to follow Dino's horse. Hey, Quinny, I'm going to get to your best shortly as well, but Dino, what's coming up on RSN Central a little bit later on with you and Hamish?
Well, Hamish is in Olympic mode, hosting tonight, so Adam Hamilton is the sub, and we're going to talk about in Olympic mode, our favourite Australian Olympic moment and our favourite Olympic moment full stop, so or participant. So, we've got the five rings out, and we're playing with the Olympics today.
Nice work. And Big Dog wanted to know about race 1, number 6 yesterday. Tomorrow, Avita Sane, any chance? Avita Sane, the dog's horse?
He's got the conditions to suit. He's going well. He's just so badly weighted in that race because he's a lowly rated horse. But, he's got conditions to suit. He could certainly sneak into a place. Wouldn't deter the dog from having something on him there.
Well, we look forward to hearing more from you this morning with Hamish Dino. I always appreciate your time. Have a great day tomorrow.
Terrific. Thank you, Daniel.
Good luck to Dean Lester, the world's greatest form analyst. Quinny, what's your best this week?
Well, I've made Miss Albania my best bet in the paper, so I'm pretty happy that Dino's got it in the formula bet. Not sure if Dino shares the enthusiasm. And I also like one up in Sydney tomorrow. Rose Hill Race 4, number 5, all-time legend. Resumes tomorrow. I think we'll win tomorrow and will be worth sticking with throughout the campaign.
All right. So that's what's happening for Quinny. You coming back later on for a sports update?
I think so. I might duck down to Waller's Bakery and get some food while we wait. Keep you lads happy.
Sounds like a nice idea. We'll get to a break. That is the Friday form. We'll chat to Boomer Harvey, AFL Games record holder, as we build up to round 19 of the AFL.